All right, let's go into Ferris State Fridays with Tony Anise. And Tony, thanks for joining us again. It's brought to you by our friends at Crankers up there in Big Rapids. If you're going to watch Ferris State with the hockey team tonight with the banner raising or tomorrow with the Bulldogs and their home game with Michigan Tech, make sure you stop by Crankers. Tough one, Coach, for homecoming last week for you guys in the rain.
Yeah, it's tough weather day, and it'll still obviously a very quality opponent. And we left some stuff out there that we've really kind of been our MO all year, and we lost. So tough loss. Now we got another top 25 team. Five out of our last six games have been against top 25 opponents, so hopefully we can get one.
Coach, you take in a little bit of the Tigers?
Absolutely, as much as I can. Watched it all yesterday, but very exciting. I was hanging in with them more than most when they were down by three. They went and played on the rainout game and went down three to the White Sox. I was still a believer, but they're playing great now. Great pitching, unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm sure like us, you don't really care about Alex Rodriguez. You got more important things to do, like Michigan Tech this weekend. Talk to me a little bit about, and we talked about this, obviously it's first year in the program, you're getting guys to buy in. How does Tony Anise get his guys to play like they did in Allendale consistently?
Well, we did the same thing, honestly, in Allendale that we've done, the last few games. We went down really early. We made some mistakes turnover-wise. We were just fortunate enough when we were down 17-0 to make plays and go past them and then stay ahead of them. Last week we were down to Hillsdale in the first 5 minutes of the game, 14-0, and then by the second half we went at 20-14. But, you know, you keep on putting pressure on yourself or the team puts pressure on themselves to overcome a deficit and then try to hold on once you get ahead. And, you know, that's playing with fire a lot. And so we just need to clean it up. The turnover margin, we've created far too few turnovers. We're really low on that end, and we're really high on giving them away. So, we're probably one of the few teams in the country at any level that could be minus 11 in turnover ratio and still have a winning record.
Tony, I look at this game with Hillsdale, and what I enjoy about the GLIAC is with your team, with Grand Valley State, you see it, Wayne State last year, and even the team you played in Hillsdale, and this goes back to how important it is for you guys locally recruiting, is Joe Glendening, the performance he had at East Grand Rapids, Cam White receiving out of Forest Hills Central. I mean, it just goes to show you how good the talent is, as you are aware of, and why you want to get a boatload of that coming to Big Rapids in the future.
Absolutely, and talking with some people who were involved in their recruiting, you know, they, particularly Cam, I know, you know, Glendening was pretty, people knew what he could do, but Cam was a guy that didn't have a lot of receptions in high school, and wow, I mean, he's a good football player. So, you know, on and on here in West Michigan, you know, with some of the guys that have went to Wayne State or Hillsdale or even, you know, Saginaw's got a lot of West Michigan kids. So if we can get that thing rolling and get the right kind of kids from West Michigan who are, you know, our winners, then it's obviously over time going to really help us.
Coach, as you look at Michigan Tech this weekend, talk a little bit about them offensively, defensively, and, what are you guys going to need to do to come out victorious?
Well, they're the number one team in rushing defense, so they give up less than 100 yards a game, and we're the number one rushing team. Something's got to give there. We're hoping we can run the ball on them. Our whole system's really this year based upon running the ball. For somewhat of Michigan State in regards to our ability to, if we can run it, it keeps us in games. We're not a team that throws around pretty well. We got really young receivers and a young quarterback, and so we don't play into that very effectively. Their quarterback's a really good quarterback, and Tech throws it around more than they have in the past. So, you know, last week we contained their, you know, Glendening and missed their quarterback pretty effectively in the first half, but they wore us down because we had only 21 plays in the second half, which is an incredibly low number. And the reason we had 21 is because we had two possessions where we went out there and fumbled and lost control of that possession. And so we need to just sustain our drives, make sure we don't make the mistakes that we've made lately. And then keep them from having big plays. And ultimately, I think, we haven't beat them since 2002, but hopefully play our game. I told our guys, Ferris State's the only team that beats Ferris State, and we've managed to do that a few times this year.
Ferris State Friday is brought to you by Friends at Crankers up there in Big Rapids. They also have a location here off of 68th Street down in Grand Rapids. Proud supporters of Bulldogs Athletics. And, Tony, we really had a great time up there with you and the rest of the staff. And we could see from Perk Weisenberger on down with all the coaches and players and athletes that stopped by that it really is creating a family there. And this is a big weekend. It really starts tonight with the banner-raising ceremony with the hockey team. They're taking on Mercyhurst. And then you guys with that 1 o'clock kickoff tomorrow. And the weather hopefully will be better than it was last Saturday for homecoming with Michigan Tech. But talk about that since you're new to it and coming in, and how quickly you guys have done a great job with that with all the coaches.
Well, yeah. One thing I noticed right from the get-go there was the students there love Ferris State. I've never really been around an institution where the students love the place as much as Ferris does, and so that's awesome. And so our players are just great kids. They're great to be around, great to coach, very very coachable kids. And then the coaching staff, from hockey to men's, women's basketball. I mean the whole crew of coaches get along really well and support one another. And they do a very good job. Women's volleyball is ranked. Men's and women's basketball, we're champions at Gleick North last year. Obviously, hockey go into the national championship game. And so, it's quite the family atmosphere. Something that I noticed they were talking about yesterday with the Tigers' victory is how close a team is. And I think that's imperative for, a team and an institution to be successful is for teams to support one another, care for one another, and ultimately I think it makes us all stronger.
Coach, got any scouting report for me? I got the Big Reds against Neyland East tonight.
Well, Derek's a friend of mine, but good luck, man. I think Muskegon's loaded, and I think Shane's gonna get that undefeated year. And you check what Muskegon's done for the last few years. Every time they've been undefeated, they went on to go to turn that number from 9-0 to 14-0. So I think Muskegon's going to be tough to handle. I don't know. Marcus Smith, I heard, was banged up a little bit last week. If he comes back, he's a playmaker for them. But they've got a lot of playmakers in their offensive line and defensive line as physical as I've seen them in a lot of years.
Looking forward to it. I haven't seen him yet this season. I know that you'll be paying close attention to that one. Coach, good luck tomorrow. We appreciate it. And thanks again for the hospitality last Friday. Really had a lot of fun, and a lot of your players came up and commented to us, too, that they listened to the show. We appreciate that.
Yeah, that's great. We a lot of people up there talk about you guys, so you certainly are part of the Big Rapids family.
Thanks for your time, Tony.
All right, thank you.